Good evening. This is what is scheduled as the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for July 2nd. We don't have quorum present, but just for the record, Michael Novick, our secretary, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Carolyn Brennan, WBAI. Fred Blair, KPFK. Jim Brown, WPSW. Erlina Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Hank Lamb, KPFT. Bob Letter, the chair, just spoke. WBAI. Frank LeFever. Can we just get on?
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, this is Lawrence. Is anybody there? Lawrence.
Yeah, Lauren. Hi. We don't have quorum, unfortunately, but we're taking the roll.
Yeah, and we're on the stream.
Oh, we got quorum?
We're on the stream without quorum. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, this is Michael Novick, secretary from KPFK. Lawrence Reyes, who's got it, KPFK. Serene Roberts, I think, is here, WBAI.
Yes, thanks.
Richard Uzzell, KPFT. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA. Jane Zara, WPSW.
Yeah, I'm here.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think a quorum is 10, so we don't have a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Michael. And I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Bob Letterer, the committee chair. Okay, so I would like to propose that in lieu of a meeting, which we can't have, that we have an informal working group short session, and I would suggest three items. One is whether we want to change the calendar for meetings. We already have a meeting pre-scheduled for Monday, July 14th, so whether we want to add anything to that or just, you know, leave that as is. Two would be to discuss a draft of a letter to nonprofits seeking their help with election services at low-cost or free services. And three would be the proposed timeline offered by the Elections Timeline Working Group to total no more than 25 minutes. So in other words, we'll be off the call by 9:30 Eastern. So that's my proposal. Does anyone have amendments or comments? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to that proposal? Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. So first, let's talk about the next meeting. We already have set Monday, July 14th. Does anyone feel it's important to add something before or a second one later? I would say we have such a small group here, it would be better to just go on the 14th and then set any further dates at that time. And who just joined?
Janet Kay.
Hank just joined, too.
Oh, hi, Hank. We don't have quorum, but we are on the stream, and we're having an informal working group to decide a couple practical things we can do without a formal vote.
So, okay. Can I just join the male voice?
That was Hank Lamb.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, Janet, go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, in terms of scheduling another meeting, I think it's important to do that, to have enough notice time, meeting notice time. And I'm looking at the calendar, the KPFTX calendar now, and the next available date other than a Friday is July 23rd, which is a Wednesday, which is 3 weeks from today. In any case, but that we don't know whether Wednesdays are good dates for other people. Maybe today was unusual because of the holiday. I don't know, but I'm recommending that we reserve at least one other date now, or consider doing that. And that would be Wednesday, July 23rd.
So just to clarify, you're saying that in addition to the Monday the 14th, that we also
yes.
reserve Wednesday the 23rd?
Yes.
Okay. Comments on that suggestion?
You sure Wednesday isn't a Thursday?
No, I'm looking at the calendar. Wednesday is the 23rd.
Wednesday is the 23rd.
And
I won't
empty
be available
right now. Okay. Yeah, I would venture to say that since we have such a small group already, that if one person is not available, it might not be a great idea to schedule that night.
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, Michael, is that you?
Yeah, I'll be out of town. I could probably get on the call anyway, but...
Okay. Yeah, I would say let's try to get a date. If there is to be a second date, let's do a date that all of us on this call, at least that gets us a little closer to quorum. That's six.
Janet Kay?
Yes.
How about Monday, the 28th of July?
Okay. Any comments on that?
It's just the further out we get, the more issues we have with being able to do elections, you know, within a legitimate timeline.
Okay. Anyone else have comments on Monday the 28th?
That works for me.
That's yeah, I'm sorry. This is,
works for me.
Okay. This is Serene. What was, if anyone recalls, what was the day on which we had the most people present? What day of the week that is?
I can't remember. Michael, do you happen to remember?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Moved around a lot.
Yeah.
I believe it was a Thursday, if I recall. Can't recall the date, though.
Yeah, the Thursdays are tricky because CND meetings happen on that.
Yeah.
Well,
Janet, I see June 23rd was the last time. Oh, wait, that was the one we
discussed already.
Tuesday the 17th was the one before that, June 17th.
Hank to the stack.
Go ahead, Hank.
Hello.
Yeah, Hank, go ahead.
One thing. I do not for the life of me understand why we're even pretending that we're going to get CTP money. We shouldn't even worry about that. We should just set it, get some work done, and go on. We're never going to get that money. It's an impossibility at this point, literally. We're 2 years behind and still not in compliance. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
So I think we should just... You know, do business on a business-like fashion and not bind ourselves unnecessarily.
Okay. Anyone else?
Janet?
We're discussing the 28th, whether to add the 28th to the 14th. Yeah, Janet.
Well, I would suggest then the 29th, which is a Tuesday, which was when we did have, were able to get people to... I think we had a quorum.
Okay. Comments on the Tuesday the 29th? Or let me ask it this way. Is there anyone who has an objection to Tuesday the 29th?
This is Serene.
Yeah.
Can we simply, well, I don't mean simply as in, you know, it's easy, but why don't we reserve the 23rd and the 29th, and why don't we poll people and then post? We have more than enough time to do it, and maybe we're well over, you know, even 10 days notice. So why don't we poll people about their availability, ask people to respond, you know, by Saturday. Today's Wednesday? Yeah. ask people to respond by Saturday and post it then, with whichever day gets the most numbers.
And I think that's a good idea. I'm a little concerned about starting with one of the dates that we know one of our members on tonight's call cannot attend. So maybe we should pick...
Oh, was it the 23rd that the guy said they couldn't make it?
Lawrence, 23rd.
Okay. So then let's look at the 28th and the... Let's look at the 28th and the 29th.
Okay. All right. So
I've got a real aversion to anything on weekends.
Yeah, no, we're
Nobody's
not discussing any weekend.
A weekend day.
So okay, so the current proposal is Monday, a poll for Monday the 28th or Tuesday the 29th. Any other comments on that proposal?
Okay. And a question to Lawrence. Lawrence, is it that the 23rd is bad or that Wednesday is bad for now?
Lawrence?
Oh, I did hear, you know, a sound as though someone dropped off or got on. I don't know. Maybe that was him.
Well.
Okay. Look, can we move on to something else? We have 15 minutes left.
All right. So there's no objection, right, to that poll, 28th versus 29th? Okay.
Let's extend it to the 30th and
okay,
just poll for the 3 days.
Does anyone object to adding the 30th?
There he is.
Who just joined?
Oh, it's me. I came back to the call. Sorry about that.
It's okay. So, Lawrence, the question was, is your the date that's not good for you Wednesday in general or just the 23rd?
The 23rd is really bad for me.
Right,
I mean,
but
just
how about the 30th? How about Wednesday?
The 30th is fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Wednesday the 30th is fine, yeah.
Okay. So right. We're going to do a poll for the 28th, 29th, and 30th and ask people to respond, and then we'll pick the most popular date. All right? Okay. So let's move on to the letter to nonprofits, which I put out a draft. Janet put out some edits. And then Janet just suggested another edit. I'm not going to go line by line.
Jane,
that was Jane.
Oh, my
Jane
my Dallas. Apologies. Sorry. I'm not going to go line by line because most of them are minor, but why don't we mention just the substantive ones? One thing Janet had suggested when it says... Pacifica sometimes separately hired individuals or organizations to design and mail the ballot materials and perform computerized tabulation, and she suggested changing organizations to vendors. I just think it's broader to say organizations, and vendors may not be always clear what that means, so I'd rather leave that word.
Well, Hank's a stack on
yes.
that.
Yes, go ahead.
We have no money for it.
None. Right, but that's a different issue. The purpose of this letter is to solicit. Let me just finish. The purpose of this letter is to solicit free or low cost services, exactly because we don't have money. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, but we don't have money to pay the low cost. Is my point.
Well, we'll have to
quite
decide
literally.
That. We'll have to decide that. But right now, the committee's already agreed to send out this letter, and we're just discussing
Janet
the wording of it. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, just that. It says Pacific has sometimes hired, and then you say organizations. I don't know whether that's really – has Pacific ever hired an organization? I mean, Pacific, I mean, you hire a vendor, or in a sense. But in any case, I – or how about just say hired individuals, vendors, or organizations to
– Okay. That's fine with me if there's no objection. Okay. So, and then the only other really substantive thing that Janet proposed was for the job listing for the local election supervisor, which was almost entirely based on the one used last time, 2012. There's a set of requirements, which I won't read out loud, but Janet proposed adding to all of these, which are, you know, sort of basic skills. She's suggested adding somewhat familiar with single transferable voting methodology and purpose. And well, why don't you say why you wanted to add that, and then I have an opinion.
Well, just that that is what somebody who might be familiar with the elections and not STV might have difficulty understanding the concept and the reason why Pacifica has it, or you know what STV is about, and to hire somebody without that knowledge, and I put somewhat familiar, not familiar, it, to me should be a given.
Okay, and I understand that, but the reason that that I recall that it was not included 2 years ago and I believe should still not be included is that it's hard enough to find qualified people for this position and people who can stand up to the toughness of, you know, being kind of criticized from all sides and all the things they have to go through and the long hours and so on. So that it's a highly specialized set of knowledge about STV that it's pretty unusual to have someone who walks into the job already knowing it, but it's quite learnable. It's quite, you know, anyone who, you know, is a pretty adept learner can read the material and grasp the basics quickly enough. So I think it would unduly narrow the pool to put that in because people would self-select out to not apply because they say, oh, well, I'm not familiar with that and I shouldn't apply. So other opinions?
Could we use recommendation, the language that says we recommend that they familiarize themselves?
We could. Does anyone else?
You know, that'll give them a leg up, anyone.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
This is Serene. I'm sorry I can't find it because the day after our last meeting, I actually made some edits to the edits. And I'm trying to remember them now because I can't find the document. But I, you know, if we're listing requirements, then they should be things that are required as a minimum in order to do the job. And knowing STV is not one of them. You can learn everything you need to know about STV with regard to the elections in, I would say, a few hours. But so it certainly is not a requirement. I would strike that.
Michael, do this back.
Go ahead.
I think the main thing is to know it is an STV election, whether they have the particular the knowledge or not. It is.
I can't hear you. I can't understand you.
Hello? Am I audible?
A little louder, maybe.
All I was saying is that we should alert people that it is an STV election. I don't think we have to require them to know how to run that, but they should be aware that it's not a normal, winner-take-all. Single ballot. It's a choice ballot.
Yeah, that's in the letter.
Okay.
Right, but actually, Michael, I think you're making a good point because this is a separate, standalone job announcement, and it doesn't currently mention it. So I think we should add a sentence under the introductory paragraph where it says, you know, there's going to be five elections or elections at five stations, blah, 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 should say that are conducted using single transferable voting. You're right, just to alert them, and then they can start doing their own research or whatever.
Janet Kay?
Yes.
That would be fine, or under the job requirements where it has women and minorities are especially encouraged to apply, something like recommend becoming familiar with STV voting. You know, like the sentence, or the phrase that I had added under job requirements, kind of move that down to that section. Anyway, any combination of that would be okay with me.
Serene.
Okay, so are people okay with some version of, you know, after women and minorities are especially encouraged to apply, and then something like we also encourage applicants to become familiar with single transferable voting methods. Is that something like that? I mean, we don't have to do word for word, but conceptually, is that okay? Any objection? Okay. Hearing none, then that's done. And, I mean, the other things, Janet's other ideas and Jane's were kind of more wordsmithing. I don't think we need to go over them now.
Well, Janet Kay, there was one more.
Go ahead.
Well, under who to apply to, I threw in NES, that, you know, that they apply to the NES.
Right, but we don't have an NES yet. So
I know, but that's what the bylaws really say.
Right, but
NES
this isn't the actual text. This is,
you
know, a draft that obviously will be in it. In fact, it has a blank for compensation because that hasn't been determined yet either. So this is just to alert the nonprofits that we're soliciting that these are the types of skills we're seeking.
Okay.
But it's not a formal announcement quite yet. Okay, so if there's no other comments on this draft, then I'm going to finalize based on the edits and the discussion at, on tonight's call. I'll send it out by Friday, and then folks can start using it. And note that, you know, it's meant to be signed by each individual committee member, or you can pass it on, and please do pass it on to your LSBs and encourage them to contact local nonprofits. And this, sign their own names.
This is Serene with a quick question.
Sure.
And it you know, it's not substantive, but I think it could be problematic. There, in the very first paragraph, the foundation is described, you know, with its five stations, and then the words as well as over 180 affiliate stations. That's thrown in, and I would actually think that that should be removed because we do not want people thinking that we're asking them to conduct, you know, 185 elections. And we know because we're familiar with the process that it's only, you know, the sister stations of Pacifica that are involved in the elections. But I think either on a quick reading or someone just not getting the process, that could be a little confusing. So I would actually want that removed.
Okay. Any objections?
Yeah, anything about affiliates or anything is just verbose at that, you know, and she's right. I think it's confusing and maybe misleading.
Okay. Is there any objection to removing that phrase, the reference to the affiliates?
Well, Janet Kay.
Yes.
Not really an objection, but that paragraph basically describes Pacifica Foundation Radio generally. Maybe something right after that or something where there's a reference to the election that it says only at the five stations or I don't know. But also, I mean, I missed this. In that first paragraph, it says stations in New York. It should be New York City.
Okay.
A nip.
It doesn't need to say New York City. Everyone focuses, I mean, no one thinks we're talking about New York State because all the others are cities. All the other references there are cities. Houston is a city. We didn't say Texas. People aren't going to think we mean New York State because we list the other cities, Los Angeles, Berkeley.
Okay, so if there's no objection to striking the affiliates, I mean, people can look it up, and I'm sure serious candidates will look us up online, and they'll learn that we do have 180 affiliates.
Yeah, I don't think we want a candidate that doesn't even do the research.
Right. Okay, so with that change, then I will finalize this and get it out by Friday, and then folks, please, please use it. Send it to your LSBs, and let's try to get as much free help as we can. All right, so we agreed to end this call at 9:30. It's 3 minutes away. Let's just check in on the election timeline. We can't, obviously, we don't have time for a substantive discussion. I would just say I appreciate everyone who's done the work to try to hash this out. And, of course, you know, it's now going to have to be revised because it'll be starting later. But the one thing is to go back to, I think, Serene's draft from about a month ago where she really carefully mapped out the intervals and some of the ones that appear kind of at first glance to be 45 days between things like when the ballots are mailed and when they're meant to be received. It's actually 47 days.
One second.
And that's actually on two intervals between the, let's see, between the close of nominations and the mailing of ballots. It's supposed to actually be 47 days. And similarly, between the mailing of the ballots and the receipt date, the deadline to receive them is 47. So I would just note that those adjustments should be made. Yes, Lawrence.
Janet Kay.
Okay. So those adjustments, are they any different than the draft that the working group came up with? And it was a small working group at the time. It was me, Richard, and Janet that came up with a timeline. Is it different than that? Or,
yes, it is.
I mean, I saw some news as well.
Yes.
You know, when I look at both of them, they look like they jump all over the place to me. So, yeah, so they're similar?
Well, there's some similar, but they don't
Janet
have the 47 days. Yeah, Janet.
I thought I put somewhere that I did not include that 47 days, and I think that was probably the 47 days comes in when there's a weekend or a holiday or something like that. And option A was the one that I had put together, and option B was Serene's. So that's just to clarify, I didn't put names in there. But
all right. Well, I guess this level of detail is better done online. Was that Serene?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I know we started with one working group, and then we had another working group, and whatever, but I want to say that I don't think we're going to get anywhere in the next 30 seconds, so I'd like us to give it up and get back to it.
Yeah, no, well, that's what I was starting to say was I don't think we can really do this, you know, on the phone. So if people who are willing to, you know, invest a little time, please go over Janet's latest posting very carefully. And I don't know if, Serene, you want to repost your earlier one or whatever, but in any case, just study it and look at what you think needs to be adjusted and post it. Let's do this online so that by the time we reconvene on July, July 15th, 14th, Monday, July 14th is our next meeting date, that we will have hopefully something closer to a general agreement on, you know, the direction we should go. And then, of course, it all depends what the start date will be, which we'll have to hear from, you know, the what the IED is saying about the applications and so forth. All right, so it's 9:31. Are there any last urgent comments before we adjourn?
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Well, Janet Kay.
Yes.
So this, the getting balloting and tabulation services, we didn't touch on that.
What's the question?
Well, just on during this meeting, and so is it ready or not ready? I mean, to me, it's not ready to go out.
I'm sorry, is what ready to go out?
Any kind of was an announcement we were going to use to try to get volunteer service for balloting and tabulation, and we wanted to make sure the wording was accurate or agreeable.
Right, but I thought
before sending it out. So I'm not ready to send it out.
But I already asked earlier in this call if there were any other comments people want to make. I mean, you made some online edits, which were good. And,
right, but
we didn't.
But we didn't talk about that document. We only talked about
there were no substantive changes.
Well, I thought there were. Anyway, I'm just bringing that up.
I mean, you did ask who does the balloting and tabulation person report to, and
right.
That's something that has always been the NES. I mean, the NES is responsible for all that. So we didn't necessarily spell that out here, but that's, again, this is a draft announcement. It's not the real thing. It's just to give the nonprofits an idea of the types of services we're looking for. So we can certainly add in the formal, when we get to when and if we get to putting out a formal public notice of wanting balloting and tabulation, then we can say who they report to.
Okay, but then under item 11, where I brought up imaging file, that we need an image file.
Those are details we can do when we get to the formal thing. This is just giving a rough idea to the nonprofits as to what type of skills were needed. This is not meant to be exhaustive.
Okay, I still don't know whether we have agreed to use these documents. Anyway,
yeah, we did. We did agree. I asked for agreement. There was no objection to my putting those out by Friday. We already discussed that.
Well, okay. It was not my understanding that the last one was included in that. Okay.
Okay, so thanks, everyone, and we'll see you on the 14th, and then look out for that poll as to the next meeting after that. Okay.
Okay, good night, all.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Bye.